You're listening to Arizona's positive, encouraging K-Love, 89.1 KLVK Fountain Hills. And from Casa Grande to Phoenix at 105.5 FM.
The following program is a public affairs presentation of K-Love Radio. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily that of the host, staff, and management. Subject content may also not be suitable for young children.
There are many variables to consider when it comes to guarding our health. Some we can control and some we can't. Ahead of the curve and with a special public affairs report for Fountain Hills and Maricopa County, I'm Kenny Noble Cortez on 89.1 FM KLVK on the K-Love Radio Network. A very special guest this week is Travis Fry, Christian counselor. Welcome, Mr. Fry.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Would you mind, first of all, just telling us a little bit about yourself, perhaps where you're from, maybe an event or two that helped shape you for the position that you hold today, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, I'm a Christian counselor in private practice in Scottsdale and in the Anthem area. While attending Biola University, I had a great mentor who really provided a lot of support, a lot of guidance to me. And he was not a counselor, but he was somebody who I really respected and looked up to, and very counselor-like in his approach. And so I just really admired him and admired the way he was able to help me and guide me. And, you know, from there, the Lord just led me to this field.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Crossroads Counseling is all about?
Well, Crossroads Counseling is all about helping families, couples, and individuals to really have not just good relationships, but great relationships, with the understanding that the Lord has created us to be in relationship with Him and be in relationship with other people, and that this is so important in the body of Christ, to have healthy relationships, and really the foundation to the family, and that's what we really focus on.
In this day and age, is it your opinion that mental health issues are having a greater impact on our society? Perhaps even because of our society, more populated, busier, less time, people with less time to focus on their relationship with God.
You hit it right on the head there. It's having less time, or just being under attack in terms of being able to really focus on your relationship with God, and being able to focus on your relationship with your spouse or with your children or other family members. I mean, I think people are the most healthy when they're connected to the Lord and connected to other people. It's when we're disconnected, isolated, and alone that we really start to struggle and really start to become susceptible to things like depression and anxiety or mental illness.
We're talking with Travis Fry, Christian counselor, on 89.1 FM KLVK on the K-Love Radio Network. Now, you are a Christian counselor. What congregation are you serving with?
I go to Desert Hills Presbyterian Church. It's in Scottsdale, North Scottsdale area.
One of the issues I think that many people deal with is substance abuse. How much, in your opinion, does substance abuse contribute toward the degradation of a marriage relationship?
Oh, it's huge, and it's detrimental. The way that I look at substance abuse is when a person is unable to turn to their spouse and reach out to them for comfort and for closeness, and to know that they're loved and that they're secure. When they're able to do this in a safe and connected way, unable to do this in a safe and connected way, or even unable to do this in their relationship with the Lord. And usually what gets in the way of that is some type of fear or some type of trust issue. This is when the door is open to an issue such as substance abuse. It's when a person can't reach out to another person for comfort, for closeness, for security, and they turn to something like alcohol or some kind of chemical, or even things like food or shopping or sex addiction. You know, addiction's all about not being able to feel safely connected with another person and reach out to them in this vulnerable kind of way.
People frequently are fearful of coming forward. It does play into making decisions about their relationships and about their own health. Is there any good reason for postponing a decision to see a counselor or a therapist or someone that can possibly help them? Is it does pride play into that at all?
I think pride does play a part. Oftentimes it's fear of the unknown, or fear of being judged, or fear of facing the problem that's in their relationship, and fear can really be the great immobilizer, and it takes a lot of courage to take that first step. But for those that do, I think they really experience the benefits of having a person who is trained to help them, you know, through these problems. And that's even in scripture in terms of, you know, being able to look to others for godly counsel.
When people come to you, do they come to you as couples or as individuals?
You know, most time I have people coming to me as couples. There's some instances, though, where it's one person, and it can be either the wife or the husband who is reaching out to me for help, and the other partner in the relationship is not open to coming in. And at times it's just that one person who's coming in by themselves and, you know, wanting to work on their relationship, wanting to work on their own individual issues that you know, are impacting the relationship with their spouse.
We're speaking with Travis Fry, Christian counselor with the Crossroads Counseling on 89.1 FM KLVK on the K-Love Radio Network. You know, I've had Christian counseling, and I recommend it heartily. I mean, it's always good to talk to somebody about your problems, really under almost any circumstance, as long as that person is trusting. And I believe in, you know, that it really works. But have you ever experienced a situation where, you know, you have a couple there and you're talking to them, and one of them says, well, this problem would just go away if he or she would just do this.
Right.
And instead of them looking at themselves, they're constantly looking at the other individual. Is that a typical kind of an issue that you deal with?
I'm chuckling because I do see that from time to time. And truly, when things go wrong in a relationship, it takes two people. Rarely have I found that it's been one person who's holding all of the responsibility or all of the blame. Good Christian couples counseling will really focus a couple on understanding how they might get trapped or stuck in a negative pattern or a negative cycle of interaction. And a typical pattern or a typical cycle is where you have one person who more or less is kind of reaching out, oftentimes for this emotional connection that we're talking about. But it comes out in this very ineffective way where there's a lot of blaming and attacking and criticizing that comes with it. And then you have the other person who distances and defends, and they might stonewall, shut down, and are generally closed off in the relationship. And this sets up this pattern of you have this one person who is going after their spouse, and the one who is pulling away from them. And the more this person pulls away, and the more this person chases them. And they just go around and around in what seems like a never-ending pattern or a never-ending circle. And that takes two people to do, and the process is to really help each person to see their role and their pattern within this cycle. We call it the dance, within this dance, and to see how oftentimes it's when a person's not feeling that emotional safety, that emotional security, and these are the reasons why they either go into this fight mode or this flight mode.
Interesting. Dr. Emerson Eggerich refers to the dance that you just mentioned as that crazy cycle. And his prescription is love and respect. I wonder if you would just comment to love and respect as it pertains to a successful relationship.
Sure. I think those are hugely important needs for each person. And with the respect part, I would add to that generally speaking, I think Dr. Eggerich has that view that men need respect. And I would just add that they need the love in their as well. This feeling of acceptance, this feeling of knowing that they're valued, they are seen in a positive light by their wife. And many times the wife is needing that sense of a connection and safety and that sense of love, knowing that when she reaches out, her husband's going to be there. And what I love about this whole dynamic is it's the same process with the Lord, in terms of we know that no matter where we are in life and where we go in life, the Lord is always there for us. And whenever we reach out, whenever we cry out, He promises to never forsake us and to never leave us. And that's exactly the thing that we're working on in couples relationship, is that really felt sense of knowing that we're not by ourselves, we're not alone, and that when we're really hurting, that our spouse is there for us.
We're speaking with Travis Fry, Christian counselor with the Crossroads Counseling on 89.1 FM KLVK on the K-Love Radio Network. I only have a couple more questions for you. One, just what is the best part of your job?
That's a good question. I think for me, the best part of my job is when I'm able to see a couple come in from point A all the way through point Z, and to see the positive change that has occurred in their relationship, or even individual, you know, to see a person grow and change and come to a more secure place in their life and in their walk with the Lord. That to me is absolutely the most rewarding part of my job.
What's the best way to contact you, Travis?
Yeah, so if people want to learn more about me and about my services, they can visit my website at www.crossroads.com. For family, C for counseling, C for center.com. That's www.crossroadsfcc.com.
And finally, is there anything that you would like to add to this discussion that you believe is important but that we've overlooked? I mean, there are just almost countless ways in which this discussion could go, and perhaps we can speak again in the future. But is there anything that we've overlooked that you feel that is important for your patients and our listeners to go away with?
You know, we were talking about mental illness and how that has an impact in society. I really believe that the greatest against mental illness is that strong, healthy, connected relationship to the Lord, to our spouse, to our family, to our community, to our church. I like the metaphor of the vine with the branches. The branch is cut off and disconnected. It withers and it dies and it's weak and it's susceptible to all the bad things out there. And when we're connected to the vine, we're connected to the Lord, we're connected to one another, we're strong and we're healthy, and we're less susceptible to things like depression and anxiety and other types of attacks. And I think that that's so vitally important. And being strong and independent, but just to realize that we're the strongest and we're the most connected.
I could not agree with you more. Our special guest has been Travis Fry, Christian counselor with Crossroads Counseling on 89.1 FM KLVK. Thank you very much for your time, Travis.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Kenny Noble Cortez on KLBK on the K-Love Radio Network. Thank you for listening.
K-Love. We now return to the K-Love Radio Network with programming already in progress.